line. Caller, yes, please hold for a moment.
Said that the quest for freedom can lie found at the core of every human being. If you love freedom the way we love freedom, then you've come to the right place. This is the Freedom Message with Stephen Vincent. Live free, think free, talk free, toll free. The number is 877-270-8714. Or call us directly at 530-413-4515. Canadian residents call toll-free at 888-228-4494. Let's talk freedom. Give us a call.
This is Stephen Vincent. You're listening to The Freedom Message live on VBSRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in. As you know, yesterday, Congressman Ron Paul reported over $5 million in fundraising for the third quarter. And this has generated a flurry of news reports about the Ron Paul campaign. Some of these reports are of a decent quality. Others are of not so high quality. And we'll have a listen to most of what has come out. And I'll be sure to pick it apart for you and let you know what I think. I'd love to hear from you and hear what you think. Why don't you give us a call here on the show. Don't be shy. 877-270-8714. 877-270-8714. The Freedom Message. So there are some new fundraising goals that have been set. We're looking at raising $4 million in the month of October. How are we doing so far? At this point, we have $178,000. $178,512 to be precise. Huh? A little bit more. $178,612. Looking at putting together $12 million by December 31st. GOP apparently is trying to sabotage Ron Paul's campaign by changing the date by which voters need to be registered Republican in the states of New Hampshire and New York. Sudden changes in the date that you need to be registered Republican in New York and New Hampshire, key states. And we'll have a report on that as well. We'll also bring for you a new Ron Paul girl video. Well, you won't see the video, but, you know, you'll hear the audio. Yes, Ron Paul girl has come out with a new video, and we'll play that for you live. I know that's important breaking news, but hey, we got to have a little fun, right? We've got some really quite good audio for you from a CNN broadcast where they report where on the Cafferty files they play some letters from Ron Paul supporters. And I'll have an update for you on the All America Walk for Ron Paul's Freedom Message, October 13th, coming up soon. Thank you, William Wolf of Westminster, Colorado, a recent donor to the RonPaul2008.com. Thank you, Richard Madison of Mount Juliet, Tennessee. So they've got this gizmo back up on the website. Edward Fultz of Angola, Idaho. back up on the website. It seems to update. Don't think it's updating quite as automatically as the prior gizmo did, but it does flash the names of recent donors up on the screen. This is new. This just started doing this name flashing thing. 27 days, 8 hours to go to raise $4 million for the Ron Paul campaign. So we did put away $5 million in the last quarter. Let's go into that a little bit now. So we've got for you this piece that appeared on ABC News yesterday. Let me go ahead and roll that for you.
In the presidential race to a candidate who has been pretty consistently near the back of the pack, Republican Congressman Ron Paul. Because Paul surprised the political world today, his campaign announcing he'd raised $5 million in the past 3 months. That's more money than some candidates who've received much more notice. So here's ABC's Jake Tapper.
Long dismissed as a fringe candidate, Congressman Ron Paul was all smiles today in New Hampshire.
I think the time is right. People are really frustrated. Frustrated with both parties, frustrated with the war.
And unlike almost every other Republican candidate, Paul raised more this quarter than in the previous one. His message is simple.
If you were president, what would be your strategy for ending the war in Iraq?
Just come home. We just marched in. We just come home.
Ron Paul says to a lot of people eager to hear this message, you can be anti-war and be a conservative. In fact, he says, if you're a real small government conservative, you have to be anti-war.
While few observers think Paul will win the nomination, he draws young, enthusiastic crowds. And his message, not only against the war, but in favor of small government, is resonating. Including, interestingly enough, from soldiers. According to one study, Congressman Paul received more campaign cash from members of the military than did any other Republican presidential candidate. In the House, the former obstetrician votes against so many spending and government bills, he's called Dr. No. Dr. No was happy today, so many voters were saying yes to his message. Jake Tapper, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
Next, a breakthrough.
So there is a report from ABC News. All right, overall, not a bad report. I mean, it's good. We got the name out. We got some recognition that something's happening with the campaign. But they just can't resist. They just can't resist sticking in little barbs and little attacks inside of the report. You know, long dismissed as a fringe candidate. Now, that's what people hear. Oh, he's been dismissed as a fringe candidate. Therefore, I will dismiss him as a fringe candidate because he's been long dismissed, authoritatively stated. Long dismissed as a fringe candidate. A simple message. A simple message. Okay, so now he's simple. He's simple. It's a simple message. Get out of the war. You know, it's all reduced to just he's anti-war. You know, it's reduce him. Let's reduce Ron Paul to just a lefty, just a liberal do-gooder, softy. You know, afraid to fight a war. You know, something, somebody without a backbone to stand up to our enemies. Let's just simply dismiss him as that. Okay. That's what that was about. We do get a few mentions that he is for small government. Thank God for that. Few think he will win. Oh. Well, if you think he will win, then I must think that he won't win. And if he's not going to win, then I won't vote for him because I want to vote for a winner. And, okay, I'll listen to what the news tells me. That's pretty much how it works, right? They got to get that in. And, well, I'm really happy with the last bit. Soldiers are giving more money to Ron Paul than anybody else. They didn't offer an explanation for that, but they just pointed it out. Thank you. At least something good slipped through. What else we got? Slightly better. The CNN report. Let me play that for you. Excuse me. Okay. Having trouble backing this up to the beginning of the report. So let me refresh the page and see if that works. So the CNN report is slightly more balanced than the ABC News report. I mean, I am critical. I'm sorry. You know, people felt like the ABC News report was a good report. I think it was okay. It was barely okay. Because, you know, they sneak in these barbs. They sneak in these little attacks.
I'm Ron Paul. I'm a congressman from Texas, serving in my 10th term. I am the champion of the Constitution.
The Republican presidential hopeful is low in the national and state polls, but when it comes to fundraising, Ron Paul's now standing tall. His campaign reports that Paul hauled in just over $5 million the past 3 months. That's more than the $3 million he raised the first half of this year. It's also in the same neighborhood as what rival John McCain is expected to report, and it's five times what former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee raised. Both McCain and Huckabee are above Paul in most polls. Paul's a former Air Force flight surgeon and a longtime congressman from the Gulf Coast of Texas. He also ran for president in 1988 as a libertarian. Now he's the only Republican presidential hopeful who's against the war in Iraq. Paul can partially credit his big bucks to a strong following online.
His supporters range from anti-tax, limited government, pro-life activists to people who simply opposed the war. And for many of them, they are knitted together by one common thread, the Internet.
The big question is whether Paul's new bundle of cash will help his bid for the White House.
Ron Paul is still a long, long, long shot to win the Republican presidential nomination. But with $5 million, he might be able to influence the debate within his own party.
Paul's campaign put out a statement saying the fundraising numbers show that more Americans each day are embracing Dr. Paul's message. Mary Snow, CNN, New York.
Okay, I take it back. That was barely better than the ABC News report. First they refer to him constantly.
Senator Frank certainly got some very, very bad news from the judge.
Stop. Okay, first they refer to him as a hopeful. So he's standing there. He's on the sidelines. His hands are clasped in front of his together, and he's hoping. Oh, I'm hoping maybe somebody will vote for me. Oh, a hopeful. No, he's a contender. That's what $5 million raised in a quarter makes you, a contender, not a hopeful. Oh, maybe I'll get just a few votes. He's a contender, okay? A force to be reckoned with. Wake it up, people. Get it straight. I'm tired of this. He's low in the polls. Well, they got to get that in. What polls? What polls? How about the New Jersey straw poll that just happened? How about every single straw poll that has happened? Why don't we hear about those polls? Those are actual votes. Those are actually people going to a location and bothering to put a ballot in the box. Why don't those polls count for anything? Oh, it's spamming. Those are spammers. Those are just crazy loony, you know, woohoo, yeah. Oh, just nutcases that just, because they're insane, they actually participate in the political system. Because they're just nuts, you know. So they don't count. But people sitting passively at home, vegetating in front of the television set, who answer a phone call from an 877-866-888-800 number, because they're desperately lonely and need somebody to talk to, and will actually spend the time speaking to somebody who could have very well been a telemarketer. No, those people count. Those are for real. That counts. That counts. But the straw polls don't count. See, they just doesn't even really matter. It's just nuts. You know, it's just, you know, every online poll. Nope, just spammers. Redialing over and over again. Listen, you guys, your time is over, CNN, ABC. It's done. It's done. You had a good run, and now you're through. So, at least, you know, relinquish the stage gracefully. They did admit that he had five times the fundraising of Mike Huckabee. The common thread, who is this guy that they put on there? They didn't even throw up on the screen, you know, who this guy, this commentator is. He's supposed to be some kind of an authority. He's telling you, no, he's an authority. Hey, he wouldn't be on the nightly news on CNN if he wasn't a thief, if he didn't know something. No? Oh, okay. Yes, yes, well, the common thread is the internet. Is that what the common thread of Ron Paul supporters is? No. I think it's called freedom. Oh, yeah, freedom. Oh. I think I sort of heard about that somewhere. The common thread is the internet. No, I don't think it has anything to do with the internet. The common thread happens to be just freedom. Okay, and it just happens to be that we organize ourselves via the internet. Smart people, intelligent, motivated people take advantage of the tools that are available to them, and they leverage them into political power. That's what we're doing. Gee, too bad your establishment hacks can't do the same thing. Why not? They don't have any support. None. Zero. The only support that these hack establishment handpicked CFR candidates have is the support that comes from being brainwashed. Brainwashed zombies, brainwashed by ABC, brainwashed by CNN, brainwashed by Fox News. Because they hear the name Clinton, they hear the name Giuliani or Brownback or whatever over and over and over and over again. Brainwashing. They call it programming, don't they? He's a long, 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 long shot. Four longs. We get four longs there. Long, 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 long shot. He remains. No, I think when you raise $5 million and when your fundraising goes up 114% and your rivals decline by 29% and 40% and 55%, that shows that you're in ascendancy and they are in decline. So who's the long shot? Excuse me, folks. I'm sorry. You know, it's just irritating. It's just irritating. And, you know, I want to be positive. When they give me something to be positive about, I'll be positive. But, you know, these establishment media hacks are, you know, they use every opportunity. Even our most shining moments, they use as an excuse to attack. So slimy. So slimy. Even our most shining moments are an opportunity to attack. So let's see what else we got. I have an audio file containing more of this stuff from the mainstream establishment media. Let's play some more of this for you.
Just one other thing. We got more fundraising figures for the last quarter today, and I think one thing that might surprise people, Ron Paul, a candidate that almost nobody talks about on the Republican side, actually raised more money than John McCain.
And he doesn't show it much in the polls, but this is the second quarter in a row that Ron Paul used to be a libertarian, now in the Republican Party, but with libertarian tendencies, anti-war candidate, raised $5 million, a little more than $5 million. That's about what John McCain raised, five times as much as the other dark horse candidate, Mike Huckabee, the former Arkansas governor, raised this quarter. He's had two very, very strong quarters in the row. In a row, he's got strong support across the internet. He hasn't translated into votes yet.
All right, very interesting. George Stephanopoulos, thanks.
Okay, there it is. Our good buddy, George Stephanopoulos. Do we all remember about a month or so ago when Mr. Stephanopoulos had Ron Paul on his show, and he virtually laughed in Ron Paul's face and said, "You don't have a chance. It's not going to happen." We remember that. Well, Mr. Stephanopoulos, I think you might have to backtrack just a little bit now, don't you? But he has to say, he's a dark horse candidate, and he does have strong support across the internet. What the hell does that mean? He has strong support across the internet. I mean, it seems to be this, just the word internet, it's a disqualifier of legitimacy because it has some connection with the internet. I mean, how legitimate are you if you aren't connected through the internet? Isn't it the way that people connect nowadays? Isn't it the way that people communicate and get their news and information? Oh, they can't admit that. They want to still live in the era where they think people get everything from the boob tube, a unidirectional brainwashing device. So what was that last comment? I have to back this up a little bit. There's something he said there at the end.
Strong quarters in the row. In a row, he's got strong support across the internet. He hasn't translated into votes yet.
Oh, there we go. excuse me, dumbass. It hasn't translated into votes yet because there haven't been any elections. Hello? Fool. But where there have been elections, in the sense of straw polls, who's been doing exceedingly well? Straw poll. After straw poll. After straw poll. After straw poll. Well, I think it's Ron Paul, isn't it? Man, unbelievable. Okay, let's see what else we got here for you.
All right, very interesting. George Stephanopoulos, thanks very much. We're going to transition from the leaders in the presidential race to a candidate who has been pretty consistently near the back of the pack, Republican Congressman Ron Paul. Because Paul surprised the political world today, his campaign announcing he'd raised $5 million in the past 3 months. That's more money than some candidates who've received much more notice. So here's ABC's Jake Tapper.
Long dismissed as a fringe candidate, Congressman Ron Paul was all smiles today in New Hampshire.
I think the time is right. People are really frustrated. Frustrated with both parties, frustrated with the war.
And unlike almost every other Republican candidate, Paul raised more this quarter than in the previous one. His message is simple.
If you were president, what would be your strategy for ending the war in Iraq?
Just come home. We just marched in. We can just come home.
Ron Paul says to a lot of people eager to hear this message, you can be anti-war and be a conservative. In fact, he says, if you're a real small government conservative, you have to be anti-war.
While few observers think Paul will win the nomination, he draws young, enthusiastic crowds. And his message, not only against the war, but in favor of small government, is resonating.
Including, interestingly enough, from soldiers. According to one study, Congressman Paul received more campaign cash from members of the military than did any other Republican presidential candidate.
In the House, the former obstetrician votes against so many spending and government bills, he's called Dr. No. Dr. No was happy today, so many voters were saying yes to his message. Jake Tapper, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
So that was
some stunning political.
I think a longer version of an ABC News report on that. It had some of the same elements, but there was more in there. Or we'll just go on to the next piece we have here.
This hour concerning Ron Paul, the Republican presidential hopeful, is low in the national and state polls, but now when it comes to campaign cash, he's standing very tall. Ron Paul's campaign reports the congressman from Texas raised $5 million over the past 3 months. That's in the same neighborhood as what rival John McCain is expected to report, and it's five times what former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee reportedly raised. It's also more than $3 million, more than Paul raised over the first 6 months of this year. Paul can partially credit his big bucks to his strong following on the internet.
Okay.
Representative must be very excited about the money raised this last week.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. A bit surprised that we did so well, but very pleased, obviously, because it looks like our numbers went way up from the last time, and I guess that's what the name of the game is, you know, find supporters who are willing to volunteer and also raise some money for us, so it's pretty exciting.
What's the trick?
I don't know. I wish I knew. Everybody asked me. I think it's the message. I'm a strong believer in the message of individual freedom and following the Constitution. And I know my shortcomings, so I don't take all the credit. There's a lot of enthusiasm for the message of limited government, personal freedom, and following the Constitution. And that's what really excites me. That's what excites our crowds when we go out and talk about these issues.
That leads me to my next question. Is, you know, why do you think your supporters are so enthusiastic about your campaign?
Well, keep figuring out, and we get so many young people joining, and I'm always asking those questions, and they come up with different answers. Some say, I like your position on the Constitution. I like your position on the Internet. No regulation and no taxation. I like your position on the war. You've opposed the war, and it makes sense when it comes to foreign policy. And they put it all together, and sometimes I simplify and just say, well, I guess freedom is popular.
A big chunk of the money that you raised came from the Internet, online, $1.2 million, I believe, something like that. Why do you think so much cash was coming in from that sector?
The organization of the campaign has popped up spontaneously on the Internet, you know, with these meetup groups. We have over 950 meetup groups that have come up. So it's natural that they would also donate the money. So in many ways, the campaign has found me as much as I have found them. You know, it's not a top-down organization. It's sort of a bottom-up. All we have done in the campaign is provide the message. The message turns out to be popular, but I think the time is right. People are really frustrated. Frustrated with both parties, frustrated with the war, frustrated with some of our financial things going on, the health of the dollar, and I talk a lot about monetary policy and inflation. So I think the time is right, and I think the message is powerful.
Finally, the $5 million that you raised is the same amount that McCain raised in the last quarter. Senator McCain, what does that say to you?
I don't know, but I know one thing. We still have $5 million in the bank. We raised $5 million. We have $5 million in the bank. It seems to me like we're on the upward trajectory. I mean, we doubled the amount of money we raised. I think it's up 114% from our last quarter. And we run a frugal campaign. We keep our money in the bank, and we're all prepared for the hard campaign and the advertising that will be required. So I think we're in a very, very good position. And I think the other candidates, I think each one of them, if I'm not mistaken, might have raised less. You know, percentage-wise, they have raised less, where ours is more than doubled. So I think that's pretty interesting.
Ron Paul, a congressman from Texas, switching gears here, who, of course, is running for the Republican nomination. He is an isolationist, and we have...
Okay, so we're not going to play that part again. We heard that yesterday, the isolationist report, the surprise report coming to her, and she was stumbling and bumbling. Nora O'Donnell of MSNBC stumbling and bumbling to try to find something to tarnish the report with, so she came up with isolationist. Now, it's pretty clear that they are told, when you speak about Ron Paul, here's the buzzwords you need to put out there: isolationist, fringe candidate, low in the polls, what else do we have? Simple message. He's a hopeful, because you hear these over and over and over. Obviously, he's come down from central command. These are the buzzwords that you attach to Ron Paul. So we do have a couple of, get your pen, because Nora O'Donnell and her guest, Jonathan Alter, need to get emails from people so that they understand that there's a difference between a non-interventionist foreign policy and an isolationist policy. Nora O'Donnell of MSNBC can be emailed at norah@nbcuni.com. norah.O'Donnell@nbcuni.com. And I guess you can give her a ring at 202-885-4200, 202-885-4200. 4200, and her guest, Jonathan Alter, the senior editor of Newsweek, can be emailed at jalter@newsweek.com. So give him a piece of your mind, set him straight, and let's see. Okay, where are we now? All right. Let's talk about this. There's a lot of stuff been flying back and forth here and there about the GOP sabotaging Ron Paul's campaign by changing the date at which you have to, by which you have to register as a Republican in order to vote in a Republican primary. And this has been done in New Hampshire and New York. Apparently in New Hampshire, the date was changed about a week ago. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, they just changed it. Maybe because he's got incredible momentum and stands a really good chance of walking away with New Hampshire. Really, I mean, honestly. Things are happening. And so they had to come up with some way of keeping him out. Now, I'm not one to go for these, you know, oh, they're out to get us, and, oh, they're going to, you know, do this, and they're going to do that. And, of course, they are going to do stuff. Duh. You know? I mean, of course, it's called politics. So they are going to do stuff, and we are going to do stuff. Hey, it's politics. All's fair, right? All's fair in love and politics, or isn't that what they say? Love and war and politics, whatever. Okay? And politics is war, right? It's for power. Okay, so guess what? They are going to do stuff. And a lot of it, well, pretty much all of it, we're pretty much guaranteed to not like. Why? Because they got power, and they want to keep it. So yeah, they're going to do stuff. No big surprise. You know, I'm not that big on getting all like, oh, they're going to do this and they're going to do that. We got to get all, you know, focused on what they are. I guess it's my thing is let's not get focused on what they are doing and act as if we're surprised that they are doing stuff. Because if you're surprised that they are doing stuff, then you haven't got a handle on what the situation is. But get a clue. They're going to do stuff. I just don't think we need to be distracting ourselves and diluting our message, the freedom message, by getting all wrapped up on the stuff, the games that they play. Okay, and I'm not saying don't respond or don't be on top of it or don't be strategically and tactically savvy. I'm just saying stay focused. Stay on message, the freedom message. Get it out there. All right, that's what it's all about. Let them play their games. I'm not saying don't fight back, but don't act surprised when they do it. All right, so yeah, it appears that this is some kind of tactical maneuver on the GOP, on the part of the GOP to keep Ron Paul out. Change the date. It's now October 12th. October 12th. And today is what? The 4th. Okay? Not a lot of time. If you live in New Hampshire or New York and you think you want to vote for Ron Paul, you have absolutely no option whatsoever other than to register Republican right away and vote in the Republican primary for Ron Paul. So, if you're hearing that and you ain't done it yet, get on it. There's lots of different ways to do it online. Most in any state, you can go online, register online. Lots of different ways to do it, but whatever, however you do it, get it done. Okay? There seems to be the feeling that this is something that we will see more of, changing the date of registration, and they're moving the primary. This is the other thing, is they're moving the primaries up earlier and earlier and earlier. The more time we have to work with, the more the revolution is going to spread, the better chance that we have to win. So it's in the establishment's interest to move the primaries up and up and up so that we have less and less time to work with. This is a common feeling among Ron Paul supporters that this is tactical on the part of the establishment. I don't know that. I can't evidence that in any way. It seems like it's possible. that that is the case. Other reasons are usually given for the reason why the primary dates are being changed. I cannot give you a definite on that one way or another. So let me go ahead and play this little piece here from someone that a lot of people know. Her name is Rachel, and she's famous for making YouTube videos. Ron Paul support YouTube videos. And she put this out, so she feels pretty strongly about it, so I thought I'd play it for you.
Hey, YouTube. It's Lady J3, Rachel. Coming to you from Washington, D.C., where I'm having a blast at my new job. But I need to make this video kind of as an emergency SOS, especially to people in New Hampshire and New York. Now, I've been criticized from my friends back home about asking people, especially in North Carolina, where it's supposedly an open primary. I've been criticized for telling people to register as Republican when they don't necessarily have to, as it stands now, in order to vote for Ron Paul in the primaries. However, New Hampshire and New York have pulled a fast one on us, and they have changed their primaries from open to closed. Meaning, you have to, I think in New Hampshire, you have to be registered, not Democrat, in order to vote in the Republican primary. And this is something new that they've just passed, and the deadline to change your registration is October 12th. That's coming up really fast. That's like less than 2 weeks. It's like 9 days. So, if you want to vote for Ron Paul in the primary in New Hampshire, you need to make sure that you're registered Republican fast. Do it now. Like tomorrow. As soon as you can. October 12th is the deadline, and it's scary the way they're trying to shut him out. And New York is even worse. You can't even vote in the primaries as an independent. You must be registered with one party or another. So, I just need to let you know that it's an emergency. Please go register Republican, especially in those two states. But in other states where you think you might have an open primary, you know what? I may catch a little bit of flack for this, but what they just did in New Hampshire and New York makes me really, really believe that, just to be on the safe side, you need to be registered Republican in order to be sure that they can't shut you out later. That's just my advice. I mean, it would be really, really tragic if we've done all this work and raised all this money, which was just announced today, just to go to the primaries and be turned away because you're not registered correctly. That would be a travesty. So don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. We must get Ron Paul the nomination. Please. Tell all your friends, tell your enemies. Pass it on.
Okay, so there's Rachel talking about the situation, and I think she's got a legitimate point. I think that, it is possible that they will change the rules on us at any time, in any place. So here we are in California, for example, and we think, well, we've got until, I think it's like January 12th or something like that, to register. And I don't know that that's actually the case now. You know, I can't really count on that. So I am registered Republican, and I would encourage everyone, just go ahead and register Republican. So let's go ahead, and we're going to play another file for you. This is Ron Paul letters being read on the Cafferty file on CNN. And this is some good stuff. Enjoy this.
Ticker. Let's go right to Jack Cafferty. He's in New York for the Cafferty file. Jack. Question this hour is, should more people be listening to what Ron Paul has to say? He doesn't track very high in the polls, but he's got an interesting message, and he's managing to raise some competitive money with some of the other Republican candidates. So we asked the question. We got some letters. Benji writes this from Texas. Absolutely. My fantasy election would be Ron Paul against Dennis Kucinich. In my humble opinion, they're the only candidates who are speaking truth to power. It's a pity we don't have more people willing to stick their necks out like these guys do. Time to wake up, America. John writes from West Virginia, yes, more people should listen. A rarity. A man of principle, integrity, and high values running for president. Exactly what America needs in this day and age. Dick writes from Florida, I must admit I haven't been listening to Ron Paul at all, but after hearing your take, I'll definitely start paying attention. He certainly has a new direction. Wish in Erie, Pennsylvania, as a registered Democrat all my life, I not only plan to vote for Ron Paul, I sing his praises every chance I get. However, inasmuch as the major media have already anointed Hillary and Giuliani, the poor man hasn't a chance. Mike in Cranberry Lake, New York. Yes, more people should listen to Ron Paul. Agree or disagree with his propositions, he's a refreshing change from the other candidates and is unafraid of speaking the unvarnished, unspun, unapologetic truth. One reason his internet following so large is that it's comprised of people who have taken the time to visit his website and read his opinions on the issues. And finally, Steve writes from Pennsylvania. Remember the line from the classic Simon and Garfunkel song, The Sound of Silence? The line that says, the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls. When I hear Ron Paul, sometimes I wonder whether I'm not listening to a latter-day prophet with the way he speaks truth about what our nation has come to. Yes, Jack, a lot more people ought to be listening seriously to Ron Paul. Wolf.
And coming up here, Ron Paul will be our guest live.
Okay, so I think that's a satisfying report, and enjoyed that a lot. It's nice to hear. I think we've heard positive things from Cafferty in the past, and this is another example. And we've had 3 days in a row of examples of media people speaking positively about Paul, the Paul campaign, and Paul supporters, and presenting information in a relatively unbiased way. And I think that, you know, as much as I complain and moan legitimately about the quality of these other reports, I have cause to praise the quality of reports such as this with greater frequency. So I think that we can anticipate more of the same, more of this from people in the establishment media, because, you know, not all of them are completely bought and paid for. Not all of them are whores. I think there are a number of people out there who do have a conscience. I think someone like Lou Dobbs is a good example, who, you know, really genuinely care about the country, and they're not totally bought into the system. And we can reach them, and we can influence them, and we are in fact influencing and reaching them, and Dr. Paul is in fact influencing and reaching them, and we're seeing the fruits of that. So let's keep it up, and let's go ahead and see if we can get the Ron Paul girl video up for you. So why not? Let's have a little fun. We have this Ron Paul girl now, and, you know, it's a fun thing. Let's hear what she has to say.
In America, it is the right of every citizen over the age of 18 to vote in federal elections, with the following exceptions: convicted felons and legally insane. Now, I know what you're thinking. If crazy people can't vote, then how do you explain this? In 2004, Howard Dean was the Democratic frontrunner until he accidentally left his Ritalin prescription at home in Vermont, lost the Iowa caucus, and ultimately the nomination to this guy. Every election we wind up having to choose not which candidate we think is better, but which one we think is less completely terrible. South Park, I think, said it best. We wind up having to choose between a giant douche and a turd sandwich. But it doesn't have to be that way. At least not this time. Look, unless she drives off a bridge and drowns a girl, Hillary Clinton has got the Democratic nomination. But with the Republican nomination still up for grabs, there remains a chance that in 2008 we can get a candidate through who doesn't completely suck. How? By registering as a Republican and voting for Ron Paul in your state's primary election. Now, I know how some of you feel about the Republican Party. Do they sometimes start wars seemingly for no reason? Yes. But the fact is, whereas Hillary Clinton voted for the war resolution, Ron Paul voted against it. Do they sometimes try to cram their own personal religious beliefs down everyone's throats? Sure, some of them do. But Ron Paul is a libertarian, which means that his driving philosophy is that everyone has the right to believe anything they want to. We can all get behind that, can't we? And finally, isn't it true that sometimes Republicans go into our nation's poorest neighborhoods, round up all the children, and feast on their corpses? No. Now you're just confusing them with zombies. Get your facts straight. Look, it's very simple. Just go to www.ronpaulnation.com/register and click on your state for information on how to change your voter registration. You don't have to commit to being a Republican for the rest of your life, just for this one primary election. And after the primary is over, you can go back to the same website and change your registration back to Democrat or tree-hugging Green Party member or whatever it is that you normally are. And if you live in New Hampshire or New York, listen up. You only have until October 12th to change your registration. And unless you register as a Republican, you won't be able to vote for Ron Paul in the primary. So if you screw around, it's going to be too late.
Okay, well, that was cute. That was fun. Why not? Ron Paul girl, listen, get yourself a microphone. Don't rely on the on-camera mic or the built-in mic on your computer. It just sounds like crap. And also, you know, if you're going to have background music, take it down a little bit. It's just way too much background music. Otherwise, you know, she was doing some fun stuff with flashing pictures up on the screen to illustrate the points that she was making, and some sound effects and all of this. That's cute. It's fun. But a little bit of technical quality would be great. Just a little bit less background music. Take it down a little bit and get a microphone. All right. And let's see. Well, next I'm going to talk to you about the All-America Walk in support of the Ron Paul Freedom Message. Actually, we've shortened that now to the All-America Walk for Ron Paul's Freedom Message. And that is on October 13th. That's a Saturday. And we've got a quite an exciting day lined up for you. So we have not all 50 states yet, but we are working in that direction. And certainly, if you are not yet involved, if your state is not yet involved, then, baby, get on board the Freedom Train. Okay? It's pulling out of the station. And we need you on board. All right? I believe we have Alabama on board as of today. Arizona. We have 5 walks in California, in the Bay Area, in Sacramento, in Santa Barbara, in Southern California, and in Northern California, in San Francisco, in Los Angeles. We have Connecticut. We have Florida. I believe we have Illinois, though that's not confirmed. Iowa and Indiana is probable, but not confirmed. Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, Western New York, that's Rochester, and New York City. We have Ohio, and we have Texas. We have Utah, Washington, and Wisconsin on board. And there is also more, let's see, that came into my inbox recently. What do we got here? North Carolina is now on board. So it's growing, and not quite 50 states yet, but we're getting there. And we need you to participate. A nationally coordinated day of support for the Ron Paul Freedom Message. Now, in New York, Ron Paul will be in New York on the 13th for a big rally. So the way they're integrating with this effort is by walking to the rally. They're going to have convergence points or start points around the city, all converging on the rally. And that's how they're participating. And in, let me see, in Alabama, somehow they're going to integrate the straw poll that they'll be having in Alabama with the walking. So they have an event already, but I believe they'll be walking to the straw poll. And there is another example of a pre-existing event that is also integrating with what we're doing, though it doesn't come to mind right now off the top of my head. But all of very exciting things happening. Now, also, we will be live webcasting the event. So the way it's going to work is I will be doing my walk with my crew here in Los Angeles in Santa Monica and Venice. And whilst doing that, I will be porting a portable laptop, which will be broadcasting to bbsradio.com, which will be rebroadcasting the event to you. And I will be reporting and receiving phone calls from people all across the country who will be calling in and reporting on their events in New York. Maybe we'll even have the audio from Ron Paul as he speaks in New York during the course of the walk. We will have people reporting from the straw polls. I think there's a couple of different straw polls going on that day. They'll be reporting on that. We will have people calling in as they walk all across the country and reporting on what's going on with them. And you'll just be able to hear the excitement and the fun of supporting Ron Paul on October 13th during the All America Walk for the Ron Paul Freedom Message. So get on board this freedom train. We need you. We need your participation. So if you'd like more information, please visit my website, www.ronpaulfreedommessage.com. ronpaulfreedommessage.com. And I'll look forward to speaking with you about that and getting your emails. You can email me at freedommessage@sbcglobal.net. freedommessage@sbcglobal.net. So that's the news for today. So very soon we're going to be bringing you more guests. I haven't been lining up guests because we haven't been really solid on our technology in terms of the phone connection integrated with our audio production system. And now that that is finally up and running, I'll be able to start scheduling some guests to have on the show. And I hope that you'll be tuning in to enjoy that also. Would like to let you know that I am posting the day's show up on the webpage. So if, for example, you aren't able to listen on a given day, you will be able to go to ronpaulfreedommessage.com. And if you look on the upper right-hand corner of the page, underneath the Listen Now button, you'll see the most recent show posted for you to listen to. And there will shortly also be archives where you'll be able to listen to past shows. And I'm gradually developing the ability to get that posted in a quick manner. Now, I can't guarantee that every show will be posted immediately following the show, though I'll certainly try to do that. It may not be following the show. It may be a little bit later in the evening before I'm able to actually do that for you. But I will be posting the shows for you to listen to when I'm not actually live broadcasting for you. And I am looking forward to very soon doing video blogging. Now, I have wanted to blog for the longest time, but because of the workload of putting the show on every day and leading a Ron Paul meetup group in Los Angeles and regional and national organizing, who has time to when it's time to sit down and write. So I sort of, you know, I sort of blog, I guess, when I, you might say my shows are blogs, you know, in a sense that I'm giving you my opinion of the day on the news of the day, as we go. But I will be video blogging on a regular basis. I'm going to say starting Monday. I'm going to set that goal for myself. It's been on my agenda forever, but I'm going to start that. Let's go ahead and say Monday. I will have my first video blog, and I'll be YouTubing that. And then, of course, it will be on RonPaulFreedomMessage.com for your viewing and listening pleasure. I hope you're enjoying the show. I would love to hear from you sometime. Please shoot me an email at freedommessage@sbcglobal.net. freedommessage@sbcglobal.net. And now that we do have the phones up and running, don't be shy about calling in to the show in the future. We're about to close this episode out, but tomorrow do give me a call at 877-270-8714, 877-270-8714. Just write that down, have it by your phone for tomorrow's show. I'm going to go ahead and send you out with a Ron Paul song. I love this song. Let me see. Is it here? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Oh, God. I'm still getting organized here with all my files. Okay. Ron Paul Anthem by Midnight Ride. I love this song. I haven't played it in a while, and I apologize to Tom and the guys there, but I just wish I had time to get around to absolutely everything that I want to do. But here it is. Enjoy this Ron Paul Anthem. Gotta stand up tall for Ron Paul.